Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Executive Director of Main Street Truth or Consequences, Linda DiMarino. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You know, last time we talked, you spoke about the City Commission elections. How did that turn out?
Oh, thanks for asking. Well, as we spoke about last time, the voters were really upset with the lack of transparency coming from our local government and some of the decisions that were made. Well, that led to them voting in three brand new city commissioners. One of them was Amanda Forrester. She's a wife and mother and a former teacher. Then there's Brendan Tully, who is a husband and father, and he works in his local family business. And then we have Randall Aragon, who was the former police chief and working for the county now. He is the Sierra County Pretrial Court Compliance Officer. This group was sworn in last Friday, and they took office on April 1st. So we look forward to all their new ideas.
Well, usually we start talking about events, where people are going. But now with this coronavirus, how is this affecting Truth or Consequences?
Well, it has taken a big toll on Truth or Consequences. Spring break is usually the busiest time, and March and April are usually booked almost 100% for the Hot Springs Getaway. But our local hotels are getting a lot of cancellations. Some of them are saying that almost immediately after someone cancels, somebody else is calling to try to book in their place. So it's not a total loss, but it is definitely down from normal. It's hurting some of the small businesses like restaurants and shops around, and some of the restaurants have closed completely. Other restaurants are going with the governor's guidelines and doing carry out or having the tables 6 feet apart with, 50% capacity. Also, our biggest event, which is Fiesta, usually the first weekend in May, that's been canceled. And that's been happening since 1950. So this is the first year they've ever had to cancel it.
Now, Truth or Consequences has a significant older population, as well as Sierra County. New Mexico State Veterans Home is there, Sierra Healthcare, and Sierra Vista Hospital. What are these facilities doing in response to the coronavirus?
Yeah, so we have all of those facilities for the older folks. And what they're doing is they have similar precautions in both places. The employees or like hospital visitors, when they get there, they don't go in right away. They have to get their temperature taken. And then there's a series of questions at the Sierra Healthcare and the New Mexico State Veterans Home. They are doing sanitizing the employees before they come in. They've also instituted a no visitors policy, except for a couple cases like if it's an end-of-life situation or an emergency. The residents are staying put unless there's an emergency again, and those facilities all report that they're doing their best to keep their residents and staff safe.
So most of the city has closed all of its offices.
Yeah. I mean, even the city hall has closed just about everything. Starting tomorrow, the Civic Center is closed, the library, the swimming pool, and then our utility offices closed. They will be taking payments at the drive-through window, not as a drive-up. It's kind of they're going to use it as a walk-up pay window. But of course, people can still call in or pay via the internet their bills. So yeah, that's the utility office. Of course, the police department is going to continue doing what it does, responding to all emergency calls. Any city office that's closed to public access will still be taking phone calls and answering questions that way. So while many of the offices are going to be closed, they're still available for questions. They'll still be there working. Another department, the city solid waste recycling department, will be open on Fridays and Saturdays from 8 to 3, and the regular trash pickup just stays normal.
And what about the shopping? I understand in the larger cities like Las Cruces, El Paso, a lot of the stores like Walmart and Sam's, the larger shops, are almost empty. A lot of essentials are not there. What are people doing? Are they coming to TRC?
They are coming to TRC. We've had reports from the two grocery stores here in town, Walmart and Bullock's, that people from the larger cities are coming here. I'm not really sure what we have that they don't, because just like those other places, we're frequently out of toilet paper and sanitizer and soup and eggs and those kind of things, tortillas, right? But one of the things that the stocker told me at Walmart was that they spend a lot of time stocking and they have staff on hand. And with the staff that they have and the deliveries that they're getting, they're able to be stocked about 85% of their normal levels of stock. Bullock's Grocery Stores, which is our little hometown grocery store, had some things in it long after Walmart was out. So that was really nice. And they're a really great downtown business, local business. One of the things they do for customers who are local is if the customers are like homebound, they'll do the shopping for them and then take it to them. So that's really good in a time like this.
So what would you advise people to do, the local people, when all of their goods are being sold to people coming in from other cities?
Well, I mean, I would just recommend to the local people, if there's something you think you're going to need, don't put it off. If it's sitting there on a shelf today, go ahead and get it if you can, because tomorrow it may not be there.
But of course, hoarding toilet paper like some are doing is not a very good thing then.
No, hoarding is not a good thing. I mean, you know, we have about 6,400 people in town, and if two people have all the toilet paper, that's going to cause a problem for all the rest of us.
What else is going on in Sierra County?
Well, there's a lot of people doing outdoorsy kind of things now. I mean, we have the Healing Waters Trail that goes right along the river. The New Mexico State Park's closed, the Elephant Butte Lake State Park, so we can't go hang out there. But, I mean, Sierra County is a county that basically has 2.9 people for every square mile. So there are plenty of outdoor opportunities which are going to be, you know, away from people and safer. So I think a lot of the people are spending time outdoors and doing things that, you know, are good for stress levels, like being outside and hiking and you know, those kind of activities rather than gathering.
And what about the hot springs? Are they being closed? There's so many hot springs in Tyersee.
There are, and I don't know of any hot springs that have closed. I know that a lot of the hot springs facilities are being extra cautious, being sure to, you know, wipe down and sanitize those hot springs, because, of course, they don't want to be putting people in harm's way. And there are people that still are continuing to soak every day.
So that's not deterring people as of yet, right?
Not that I'm aware of.
Let's get back together again. We'll have our monthly talk about Sierra County and Truth or Consequences. And again, my guest is Executive Director of Main Street Truth or Consequences, Linda DeMarino. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.